Aren't you forgetting something?
I know, it's something to do with the third differential coefficient.
Not that. Tonight.
What?
Emma?
What time is it?
Almost 5.
Harnessing microenergy waves rejected. The dean suggested I focus on something that might actually help mankind, like his study on the benefits of tobacco consumption.
Alex, the problem is your ideas are a bit too radical.
The problem is with the faculty. They're dinosaurs. They're already extinct. They just don't know. You know, one day they'll be discovered by some future archaeologists, and he won't know what to make of them. The dim little eyes, devoid of any curiosity.
Alex, it's your first year as associate professor. You might want to play things a little more conservatively.
You sound just like my father. Look at them, Philby. All alike. All in identical bowler hats. Do you want your students to turn out like that?
I want my students to be prepared for the realities of the world they're about to greet.
Well, I don't. I want them to run along this street and knock off every bowler they see. Mrs. Watchett.
Oh, huzzah. The master's home.
Did you get it?
Hello, Mr. Philby.
Hello, Mrs. Watchett. You're looking in the pink.
Must be all the exercise I get, scampering up and down these stairs like a wee lamb.
Don't torture me. Did you get it?
I got it.
Oh, good. Let me see.
But don't you think for one moment I'm going to let you go out in that filthy jacket. Now go in there and change. And you've got another letter from that annoying little man.
Oh, go ahead. Switch it on. It'll help people keep their teeth well into their 40s.
You might think about having that cleaned.
Oh, who has the time? How did you know with Molly?
Know what?
That you were meant to be together.
She made the best shepherd's pie I ever tasted.
Don't you have a single romantic bone in your body?
No. I'm all bowler hat. Why do you waste your time on that crackpot?
Because he has some very interesting ideas.
A professor at Columbia University should not be corresponding with a crazy German bookkeeper.
He's a patent clerk, not a bookkeeper, and I think Mr. Einstein deserves all the support I can give him.
I wonder if we'll ever go too far.
With what?
With this, with all of this.
No such thing. All right. How do I look?
Practically decent. Really, Alex, good luck tonight. She's a fine girl. She's done wonderful things for you. And don't worry, you still have that alluring smell of chalk.
Oh, gotta hurry.
Oh, that's all like it. Look a proper gentleman for once.
Well, you better hope so. If Emma turns me down, you'll be next.
I'm already swooning.
All right. Wish me luck. Thank you.
Fresh flowers! Fresh flowers! Have some flowers, sir.
Not tonight, thanks. No, I promised her flowers. Spectacular.
Spectacular waste of money. Damn thing's always breaking down.
Do you need a lift?
Yes, yes.
How do you keep the water temperature stable?
There's a cantilever gasket on the fuel regulator. Oh God. Much obliged. I'm always forgetting the damn brake. Look, hop in. I'll give you a perambulation before it breaks down again.
I'm afraid I have a prior engagement.
Well, another time, then. We perambulate here most every night.
Certainly.
Get a horse!
Yes.
Thank you.
You're late, Professor.
I got here as soon as I could.
Well, they say it's all the rage in Paris. If I just picked it up 5 hours at Macy's. Silly, isn't it?
Very silly. I like it.
Well, where are they?
What?
The flowers. You promised me flowers tonight. Don't you even remember?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was distracted.
Well, there's something new.
Emma, I need to talk to you.
Shall we walk through the park?
Yes.
Professor, you're shivering. I hope you're not coming down with something.
Well, I'm afraid I am. I'm not sleeping very well, and even when I'm awake, I'm not much use. I can't eat or think or do much of anything anymore. And the worst part is, I don't know that I'll ever be well. I think there's only one remedy, and that's for you to marry me and spend the rest of your life with me. Oh, Emma, I know it's right. I know we're meant to be together. It's the only thing in my entire life I've never had to think about.
Oh, Alex.
Wait, I have something for you.
You know, the moment is rather dying here.
I know. Hold on. Oh. I know it's not a diamond.
A moonstone.
It's your birthstone. I thought.
You thought right.
I just might cry. I couldn't help but overhear. Two fine young people starting out on the road of life. I wish you the very best.
Thank you.
And much as I hate to do this, moved as I am by your protestations of love, I'll be needing your money now.
Sir?
And your jewelry, too. Yeah, I guess we could call this your first little bump on the road to marital bliss.
I don't understand.
And don't make a scene. There's no cause for that. Just give me your wallet, will you? Did you hear me, lad?
All right. That's everything.
And your watch. And the gloves. And the ring.
No.
I'm afraid so, darling. And maybe he'll buy you a diamond now.
Please, please, not that.
Why did you do that? It's only a ring.
Oh.
What?
Oh, sir, Mr. Philby is here.
Here?
Yes, sir. He insisted on coming.
Time to go away. I'm busy.
I won't go away, Alex. My God, what's happened to you?
I've been working. Do you remember that? You used to care about your work.
I care more about my life and yours. I came by the house every day after the funeral, then every week, then every other month. Then I stopped coming. Did you even notice? It hurt me, Alex, very much.
And then why are you here now?
There are some things I have to say to you. You may not like hearing.
I know, you're concerned. I know. I hear from Mrs. Watson every day. But really, I need you to go.
I won't leave. Not with you hiding down here.
I'm not hiding.
You know that's what it is. Mrs. Watchett says you're in here all hours, day and night. Alex, will you please stand still and look at me? It wasn't your fault.
No. No, it wasn't my fault. Maybe we should blame Mrs. Watchett for picking up the ring from the jeweler. Or the jeweler for making it. Or the poor bastard who tore the stone from the earth. Maybe I should blame you for introducing me to Emma in the first place. Yes.
Alexander, nothing will ever change what happened.
No, you're wrong. Because I will change it. David, I appreciate your concern. I do. But I ask you to have faith in me.
Well, I want to have faith in you, Alex, but What are you doing here?
I'll tell you what. Why don't you come by for dinner in a week, and I'll show you.
Why don't you come home with me now, Molly?
Did you not hear me, David? I can't leave when I'm so close.
All right, we'll continue this conversation in a week.
In a week, we'll never even have had this conversation.
Thank you.
Really? That's a first.
I wanted to see you.
Well, where are they?
What?
The flowers. You promised me flowers tonight. Don't you even remember?
Emma, I need to talk to you.
Shall we walk through the park?
No. No. No, let's go into the city.
Alex, what is it?
Nothing. Let's just hurry.
Running along is all very well for you. You're not wearing a corset.
Bleecker Street, be quick about it.
Gallant. Professor, you're shivering. I hope you're not coming down with something.
No. I'm fine. I'm wonderful. I'm walking down the street with you again.
Oh, we took a walk 3 days ago.
Well, not like this. Never like this.
Look at that now.
I've seen it.
Now I know you're ill. You're passing up the chance to explore some new gadget.
It's only a machine.
Alexander, tell me what's going on. Is something wrong?
No. No. Emma, listen to me. I need to leave you now, but I want you to go straight home and stay there. I promise you I'll come by sometime later tonight and... It won't seem to make any sense. I'll be all upset that you didn't meet me in the park, but you must trust me. Everything will be all right. Just know how much I love you. How much I'll always love you.
All right. But first, where are my flowers?
Flowers it is. Wait right there. Don't move.
Oh, can I help you, sir?
Yes, a dozen roses. White. No, no. Red.
I'm so sorry.
This was not supposed to happen.
Of course not. I know there's nothing I can say.
We were out of the park, Philby. We were safe. Why can't I change it? I could come back 1,000 times. See her die 1,000 ways.
don't understand.
I can't find the answer here. Not here. Not now.
Makes a hell of a cappuccino.
But,
see it.
Hi, friends. The latest update from Lunar Leisure Living. Our engineers are currently preparing for the first 20 megaton detonation to create the subterranean living chambers for Lunar Leisure Living.
Antiquities, please make sure that your micro scans are charged for download. 2x2, let's look lively. 2x2. And Tom, if you do that again, I will resequence your DNA, so help me. Now march. March. 2x2, please. Look lively.
Welcome to Vox System. How may I help you?
Well, I didn't see you there.
Always seem to have that effect. How may I help you, sir?
What is that thing?
That is my photonic memory core, or PMC as we say in the trade. Over here, sir.
What are you?
I'm the Fifth Avenue Public Library Information Unit. Box registration NY-114. How may I help you?
Oh, a stereopticon of some sort.
Stereopticon? Oh, no, sir. I am a third-generation fusion-powered photonic with verbal and visual link capabilities connected to every database on the planet.
A photonic?
A compendium of all human knowledge. Area of inquiry?
Do you know anything about physics?
Ah, accessing physics.
Mechanical engineering. Dimensional optics. Phrenography. Temporal causality. Temporal paradox.
Time travel?
Yes.
Accessing science fiction?
No, practical application. My question is, why can't one change the past?
Because one cannot travel into the past.
What if one could?
One cannot.
Excuse me, this is something you should trust me on.
Accessing the writings of Isaac Asimov, H.G. Wells, Harlan Ellison, Alexander Hardigan.
Oh, tell me about him.
Alexander Hardigan, 1869 to 1903, American scientist given to eccentric postulation. Bound writings include Treatise on the Creation of a Time Machine.
Tell me about the time machine.
Time Machine was written by H.G. Wells in 1894. It was later adapted to a motion picture by George Pal and a stage musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber, which ran on Broadway for 2 years. Would you like to hear selections from the score?
No.
There's a place called tomorrow, a place of joy.
Not of sorrow, can't you see? It's a place for you.
Thank you. That's quite enough.
Will there be anything else?
No, I think I'll have better luck in a few hundred years.
Live long and prosper.
Please put your hands out, sir. Palms together. You will be held in detention until your evacuation center clears you for transport.
Take it easy.
Hey, we gotta get out of here!
Wait, how did this happen?
The moon. Come on, move it.
That's impossible.
What happened?
What, you've been living under a rock?
Yes, I've been living under a rock. Now tell me.
The demolitions for the lunar colony screwed up the orbit, okay? The moon's breaking up, all right? Come on.
Oh. Hey! Forget it! Come on!
Found her tambourine. Turn it over. So Nana Dela. Nana Manjana Manquinto. Don't love Tom Quinn.
Hello? Afraid?
Typhoon Link, Lex.
Oh, wait, don't go. Paul.
Wait. I just want to talk to you.
Lennon Chimwell! Lennon Chimwell!
Commander Quinto, Tor Ferquin.
I'm sorry, I don't understand you.
Do you know my words?
Yes.
Lennon Gemwell Lex.
Not Los Bintanwen.
It's Torkalorn. The Lex. The stone language.
The stone language? But do you understand me? Do you understand me?
We all learn it when we're young. They Tor Jan. Forget. They forget it. But I teach.
Wendel Talpax, when Tor Eloy Tastol Dalquin, and them done Jawan for Antal Mass.
Tor Jen, and them all Tortonwen, when Tor Talpax.
What is he saying?
They're trying to decide if we should throw you in the river. Tell me quickly and tell me the truth. Where do you come from?
Well, actually, I'm from here. Just not from now. You see, I built a machine that allows me to travel through time. I'm from the past.
Oh. Wentor dir tan nov tan quin. Stanmen marwin tan furon. Em quin nov tan quin. Em porkalorn wenserem. I told them you hit your head and you are a wandering idiot.
What are you doing?
Getting ready for the moor. The night.
Oh. I'll come with you.
What are your people named?
Well, I guess you'd call us New Yorkers.
New Yorkers? Aren't they friendly?
Until you talk to them.
Tell me about your village.
Oh, it's a very busy place. Everyone seems to be in a hurry. And they all wear identical bowler hats. Little black round things on their heads.
What do you do there?
I was a teacher, like Mara, and I make things.
Me also. I made a sesquintan with my father. We still use it.
A sesquintan?
Mara, Darren Gemwenlin?
Sesquintan. Steps of rope.
Oh, a rope ladder.
We can make one. I will teach you.
Say in Darren Tansom. No Tansom, Alexander.
Will you tell me more, Lano, on the next day?
Tomorrow? Yes, I will. Why don't you take care of this for me tonight?
Darren Jankinen.
Thank you.
And return my Lano.
Good night.
Good night.
Caelum will tire you if you let him. He has always been questioning. Our parents were firm, but it is his way.
Where are your parents?
They've gone from this place.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mara, why do you pull the boats up at night? Afraid they'll be stolen?
Stolen? Do you not know that word?
Well, are you afraid that someone will take them?
It is just more safe this way. You must do things to be safe where you come from.
Well, of course.
Yes. When you come from.
Ah, so I'm not just a wandering idiot.
Maybe we could find some tomorrow. Flowers?
Is he all right?
He had a dream.
Oh. So did I. I was moving through a jungle.
You saw a shape ahead of you.
Well, a face that called my name.
We all have that dream.
All of you?
Yes. Now go back to sleep. Still not well.
What does that mean, Morlock?
A child's dream. No more. Go back asleep. Keep these stones in many places. This is the room where my parents taught me for the first time.
Why do you learn this language if you don't use it?
It's a tradition we hand down. It meant something once. Must be here for a reason.
One generation passeth away, and another cometh. The
that the earth abideth forever.
Why have you come here? Why have you traveled through time?
To have a question answered.
A question?
Yes, why can't I change the past?
Why would you want to? You've lost someone. Someone you loved very much.
Mara, why are there no older people here?
What do you mean?
Older people. Parents' age. Grandparents' age.
They've gone from this place.
You mean they're dead?
Yes.
All of them? How is that possible?
There are things better left not said. We don't dwell on the past, Alexander. We do something else.
What?
We remember them. With these. Now, stay with Torin, Torkalorn, and Imjel Nottingham.
Go on the next day, tomorrow.
I need to see that it's all right.
Our Bree went so well. Lisa.
Will you tell me more about New York tonight?
I will.
Good, it seems fine. We had quite a ride together.
It's ready.
Appears so.
You'll use it now. Go back to your own time.
Well, I guess I could. It seems so long ago.
No. You should go. And I need to ask. Will you take Kaelin with you?
Why?
Alexander, take him away. Back to your time. Will you do that?
Mara, why?
Please. You don't know. Take him away from here.
Going on? Not early! We must get Kaelin!
Where did they take them? No. We have to follow them. We have to find them.
We do not call Quintor.
No.
Why not?
This is Nemiloitas. Our life here. How can you just do nothing? How can Tortasan more? It is the day and the night.
The day and the night.
This is the world.
Why don't you fight back?
And Tolen?
Fight back. Why not?
Those who fought Quilpax fight are taken first.
Kayla, do you know where they're taken?
No.
Did they ever come back?
No.
Has anyone ever followed them?
I don't know.
Well, what about the Morlocks?
We're not supposed to talk about it.
There must be a leader. Kayla, listen to me. Listen. Sometimes we need to accept what's happening to us, even if we don't want to. And other times we have to fight. Even if we're afraid. Now, it's difficult to understand. I know. Believe me, I know. Now, they're afraid. And I'm asking you not to be. So will you tell me what you know? We can save her. Please.
When they go, we're not supposed to talk about it. We all know the place.
What place?
Where the ghosts are.
Welcome to Vox System. How may I help you?
It's all right.
How may I serve you? What can I get you? Oh, let's see. Henry James.
Oh, no. Yes?
No. Too depressing.
Hemingway, perhaps.
No, too sweaty. Plato, Proust, Pinter, Poe, Pound?
No.
The complete works of Martha Stewart.
Ah! I have it! Jules Verne.
Right up your alley, I would think.
Photonic, right?
Oh, what's left of one? What's left of all of them? I am the last.
And these fragments I have shored against my ruins. T.S. Eliot. You wouldn't know him yet, but he is so depressing, yet so divine.
Oh, I'm sorry. The lending library is temporarily out of service. Not to worry, I have them all right here. Every page of every volume.
Can you tell me what's happening here?
Well, my sources are no longer fully annotated, and my information is somewhat anecdotal. But I believe what was once one race is now two. One above and one below. Two distinct species that have evolved.
And how do those below survive?
That is the real question, isn't it?
I don't believe it.
Well, if you don't like the answers, you should avoid asking the questions.
Look at them. They have no knowledge of the past, no ambition for the future. So lucky.
Why would you say something like that?
Can you even imagine what it's like to remember everything? I remember the 6-year-old girl who asked me about dinosaurs 800,000 years ago. I remember the last book I recommended, The Homeward Angel by Thomas Wolfe. And yes, I even remember you.
Time travel. Practical application.
How do you know about the Morlocks if you can't leave this place?
There was one Eloy who managed to escape. He told me everything. We spent years together. Just talking. The conversation's a little spotty now, but I do remember. It's good to have a friend.
Then you can help us find the Morlocks. Find Mara.
And if the truth is so horrible, it will haunt your dreams for all time.
Well, I think I'm used to that.
My friend said he came from the east. From the jungle.
Can you describe it?
I don't have to. Just follow the breathing.
Pocket watch. They took it from my room. I'm sorry.
Why would they take it?
Come a little closer. I don't bite. Do I surprise you?
A little, yes.
We weren't always like this. After the moon fell from the sky, the Earth could no longer sustain the species. Some managed to stay above. The rest of us escaped underground. Then centuries later, when we tried to re-emerge into the sun again, we couldn't. So we bred ourselves into castes. Some to be our eyes and ears. Some to be our muscles and sinews.
Oh, you mean your hunters?
Yes. Bred to be predators. But bred also to be controlled, you see. My caste. Concentrated on expanding our cerebral abilities.
You control their thoughts.
Not just theirs.
Eloy. So it's not enough that you hunt them down like animals.
That's their role here.
To be your food.
Yes. And for those who are suitable to be breeding vessels for our other colonies. You see, I'm just one of many.
I don't understand how you can sit there and speak so coldly about. Not consider the human cost of what it is you're doing.
We all pay a price. Alexander. Don't worry, you're safe. I control them. Without that control, they would exhaust the food supply in a matter of months.
Food supply? They're human beings.
Who are you to question 800,000 years of evolution?
This is a perversion of every natural law.
And what is time travel but your pathetic attempt to control the world around you? Your futile effort to have a question answered. You think I don't know you, Alexander? I can look inside your memories. Your nightmares. Your dreams. You're a man haunted by those two most terrible words. What if?
You built your time machine because of Emma's death. She had lived, but never have existed. So how could you use your machine to go back to save her? You are the inescapable result of your tragedy. Just as I am the inescapable result of you.
I believe you have something that belongs to me.
We all have our time machines, don't we? Those that take us back are memories. And those that carry us forward are dreams.
Forgetting one thing. What if?
are you doing with it?
Changing the future.
Sorry you lost your machine.
Oh, it's all right. It was only a machine.
Congregation rose and stared while the three dead boys came marching up the aisle. Tom in their lead, Joe next, and Huck, a ruin of drooping rags, sneaking sheepishly in the rear. They had hid in the unused gallery listening to their own funeral sermon. Aunt Polly, Mary, and the Harpers threw themselves at
him. This is the place.
So it is.
There's nothing here.
Well, it was different then. My laboratory was all around here. The kitchen was up there, where that tree is. Not that Mrs. Watchett ever let me go in there.
I don't know what to tell you, sir. He's been gone this whole week.
And you've no idea where he went?
No, sir.
This would be my greenhouse. There was a garden outside. Grentor Martes?
Yes.
I'm glad.
Sir?
I'm glad he's gone. Maybe he's finally found some place where he can be happy.
This is my home.
His home.
Long ago.
You know, Molly and I were talking about engaging a housekeeper. Someone to live with us and help take care of Jamie. Would you be interested?
Perhaps just until the master returns.
Of course.
But there'd be some changes made. I run a tight house.
I have no doubt of that. I'll call by in the morning and we'll arrange it. Good night, Mrs. Watchett.
Good night, Mr. Philby. Godspeed, my fine lad. Godspeed.